It's the 19th of September. And just when we thought that the forthcoming elections to police and crime commissioners in this country in November was going to be the biggest non-event ever, along comes the dreadful revelations in the aftermath of the Hillsborough tragedy to make us think that perhaps we ought to take them more seriously after all. Now, I'm Rhian Jones, and I'm Programme Director of the Consultation Institute. And as you can imagine, the changes in the accountability for the police is something that we've been monitoring closely over the last couple of years. And at our events and through papers and through our training courses, we've had endless debates as to whether or not having elected commissioners will make a difference. So when we have a situation as dreadful as the cover-up that took place after Hillsborough, we have to ask ourselves the question, will it make a difference? Now, the previous police authorities also had a duty to engage with the public. What they may have lacked is the motivation that elected people will have to be re-elected. So we asked the question in the Tuesday topic that we've published this week, might there have been a likelihood that the cover-up just would not have lasted so long? Would somebody in an elected position have got to the bottom of what happened in Hillsborough with greater diligence than the establishment cover-up that has been so comprehensive and so long-standing? Now, the answer to this is something we don't know, because it depends how the new police commissioners will behave in office. But it's certainly an issue, because as the terribly tragic events in Manchester yesterday showed, the police is still a body that is held in high regard by much of the public, and the public want to do right by the police. But equally, there is a degree of accountability that needs to be examined, and that's what we think is the question that we now need to look at. So would police commissioners have made a difference? It certainly needs to make a difference.